everyone, welcome back to the third episode of Politics Hour, following a very eventful week in the Commons.
Connie's in Leeds. Connie, would you then tell me? Good morning.
With the latest for York, I'm Connie Shaw.
Do you not think it's naive to suggest that actually most girls love to wear the skirt, but obviously you're not going to want to be the first girl to wear trousers when everyone's wearing a skirt? That's just how herd mentality works when you're that age.
With the nominations for York and North Yorkshire mayoral election closing last Friday, the six candidates for the 2024 election are official.
You present your arguments in a very powerful fashion, Connie. Before you know it, you'll be my boss.
I think there's a difference between being fearful of an ideology and the extremities that it can reach, and actually being scared of people who believe in a version of it. And I think sometimes the two can get conflated as the same. Do we have a duty to censor our beliefs based on having respect for those who are immediately around us? Everything in this country could be fixed if education was sorted out. People who are campaigning for a ceasefire, for the sake of their cause, I think he's actually going to do them a lot more harm than good.
Why was it you chose to do that, though?
I think I wanted to make a statement, the fact that girls were only had the option to wear skirts, and I think it did limit me.
It's not a proper far-left view.
What do you mean, a proper far-left view? Marking the 40-year anniversary of the York Minster fire, an exhibition is opening on the 29th of June this year to commemorate one of the worst cathedral fires of modern times. Labour are happy to weaponise this issue when it suits them.
My question to her would be, why is it that girls even have the choice to wear skirts? Why can't boys and girls just wear the same thing?
The owners of former York Glass are returning after 2 years of closure with a rebrand. I think if Rishi apologised, it would make his past look ridiculous because he's made this comment so many times before.
I think it's so backwards that girls even have the choice to wear a skirt, because why don't boys also have the choice to wear skirts? We never think about it that way.
The election will take place on the 2nd of May, with polling stations open from 7am till 10pm. What I find concerning is this idea that if enough people disagree with a society, that it should be shut down. In lots of ways, it's the lesser of two evils to let these societies exist, because the chances are, unless there is a drastic shift in the direction that our country is going, abortion will never be criminalised.
Connie, if you're not a fan of skirts, why would a boy want to wear one, surely?
Well, exactly, that is my question.
It'll be the first time York and North Yorkshire region will have a mayoral election after a devolution deal was agreed between the City of York Council and the government in 2022.
I used to agree with this line of thought. I thought that, why should men ever say anything about women's reproductive rights? Why should they have an opinion? No uterus, no opinions.
I know that some girls probably like to wear skirts, but I'm convinced that is due to social conditioning.
The special programme will be dedicated to remembering the devastation caused and thanking the individuals who helped restore the Minster.
We've had the by-election in Rochdale with George Galloway coming out on top. We've also had Rishi Sunak making a speech off the back of that in relation to the apparent extremism that is on the rise in the UK, and he references George Galloway's victory.
Is it not still so backwards that girls have the choice to wear a skirt and boys don't? It's just completely gender stereotyped.
It's not helpful to completely ignore that there are issues with criticising certain ideologies in this country.
I think it's completely naive and a misunderstanding of how young people work.
And when we talk about, oh, he's not a real person for the left, giving labels to people whether they're left or right wing doesn't actually have any meaning anymore. The fact that she says that people have said to her, I have a right to freedom of speech, and she says, frankly, I don't give an F about that, I think is quite concerning.
You're up to date. There's more online at yourvicradio.com.